you can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
People don't forget.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win.
Every time.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Everybody say hello to Linda from Wilmington.
Linda. What's up, girl?
Linda, listen.
Listen, Linda.
How are you today?
I'm all right. How are you?
Very well. Can you please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Sure. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure. Scram, cutie. Scram. Linda, how's your pop culture acumen?
Some days are better than others. So
well, it's
we'll
Friday, so maybe we're
it
polished and ready.
That's right.
Okay. We do it. We do this, Linda.
All right, Linda, five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100, and Tiffany will rejoice.
I will.
Are you ready?
I think I am, yes.
William Shatner's new book will include testimonials from his fans about what he and his work have meant to them. Who did Shatner play on Star Trek?
Was he Spock?
Question number two. Netflix has a new astrology hub where you can look up recommendations that you might like based on your zodiac sign. How many zodiac signs are there?
Think it through.
12.
And question number three. Yeah. 3 years ago today in 2022, The House of the Dragon premiered on HBO. House of the Dragon is a prequel series to Game of Thrones that specifically follows which family?
Can I phone a friend?
if your friend is sitting right next to you, yes.
I know.
All right, Linda, we need an answer.
Don't.
Yeah. And if you haven't watched the show, it's tough because they're not called the Smiths. And question number four. Only 11 country songs ever have reached 1 billion streams on Spotify. And here are the top three most streamed country songs. Meant to Be by BB Rexx and Florida Georgia Line's number one. A bar song, Tipsy by Shaboozey, is at number two.
Still on the Billboard Top 100.
It's just a good song.
Oh.
Yep.
And number three is Something in the Orange by which singer?
Something in the Orange? I don't think I've ever heard of that song.
Oh, it's a good one.
I don't know.
Yeah, not a great guy, but he can make a song. Question number five. Paris Hilton's new animated kids show, Paris and Pups, debuts on YouTube on September 23rd. There's already a pretty popular kids show about dogs. It's called Bluey.
Bluey!
What kind of dog is Bluey?
Bluey is a blue heeler dog.
Oh, wow. She's plugged into the kids shows. We know we're Real House now.
Oh, I love Bluey.
I play Bluey for my dogs.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio. When you leave the house, you put Bluey on for them
so
they don't feel alone?
Well, I do, yeah.
The colors are oriented to dogs.
All right, Kennedy's back. Don't say anything we're not supposed to say.
Okay. Hello, hi.
Hello.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
How'd we do?
Good. Linda from Wilmington, who's actually living your best life today. She's going to be baking bread and walking dogs all day.
Oh, come on.
Right?
She got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right. Well done, Linda.
Don't be sad, Linda.
2 is better than none. Correct.
There you go.
That's true.
All right, Kennedy, question number one. William Shatner's new book will include testimonials from his fans about what he and his work have meant to them. Who did Shatner play on Star Trek?
Captain James Tiberius Kirk.
Whoa.
Yes.
Nerd.
This is why we can't beat her.
Captain, the USS. Enterprise.
Born in Ames, Iowa. It's fine. It's fine.
Question two. Netflix has a new astrology hub where you can look up recommendations that might work for you based on your zodiac sign. How many zodiac signs are there?
12.
2-1. 3 years ago today in 2022, The House of the Dragon premiered on HBO. House of the Dragon is a prequel to Game of Thrones that specifically follows which family?
Tarragon's a spice.
Yes, I know.
Thank you, Linda.
It's an herb.
It's an herb, technically.
dried.
I'm not going to get it. It's right here.
The Targaryen.
Thank you.
You were so close, though.
The Targaryen would also be a fun show.
Yes, they're constantly battle with Thymes and Rosemary.
House Rosemary claims their spices are superior.
Bring in the biscuits.
2-1. Question number 4. Only 11 country songs ever have reached 1 billion streams on Spotify, Kennedy. Uh-huh. Here are the top 3. Meant to Be by Bebe Rexha and Florida Georgia Line is the most streamed. A Bar Song Tipsy by our boy Shaboozy is number 2. And Something in the Orange is number 3. Who sings that?
I have no idea, so I'm just going to say Morgan Wallen.
Zach Bryan. Really 2-1, question number 5. Paris Hilton's new animated kids show, Paris and Pups, debuts on YouTube in September. But there is already a pretty popular kids show about dogs. It's called Bluey. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Yes.
What kind of dog is Bluey?
Bluey is a beagle.
Have you not seen Bluey?
No, I'm a grown-up and I don't have children.
No, Bluey.
No, don't get me wrong.
Everybody feels attacked.
Right now? Don't get me wrong. I watch cartoons, but I watch, the ones that have swear words in them.
No, but the Bluey is so good.
Does Bluey bring you joy?
Oh my God,
and I put it on for the dogs.
It's the best.
It's the best.
All right, then I'll watch Bluey this weekend,
and you know what they call the toots on Bluey?
No.
Fluffies.
I've also never seen
episodes.
I'm going to watch it today just for you guys. But wow, those were tough.
To answer your question, Bluey is an Australian cattle dog.
Oh, right.
Slash
okay.
Blue Heeler.
Got it.
I would have accepted
either. That makes
either.
Sense.
2-2.
That was tough, guys.
Those must have been tougher than I thought they were. Kennedy ekes out the win in a tie. Goes to the runner. So, Linda, unfortunately, we cannot give you the $100, but I bet you feel better about getting 2 now.
A little bit. Yeah,
great
I
about
do.
It.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to say to Kennedy before we get out of here?
I'm Linda from Wilmington, and I can't be Kennedy, but I can try her.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy. It's presented by Subaru. There's a lot to love about a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Everybody say hello to Ricky from Wakefield.
Hi, Ricky.
Ricky.
Hello.
Let's go, girl.
How we doing, Ricky?
I'm so good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. It's Friday, baby.
I love the confidence I already hear in your voice, Ricky.
I love this show. I listen every morning.
Yes, let's go.
Well, then you know what to do to Kennedy right now if you listen every morning.
Yes, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You
beat
heard,
it, hottie. Get out of here.
Yeah. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. We are going to give you money, which we are longing to do.
She
is now in that soundproof booth. Her record on the Billboard, 6,251 wins, only 457 losses. Are you ready?
One of them happened yesterday, Ricky. We're going to do double down.
Yes, I'm ready.
Millie Bobby Brown and her husband, Jake Bon Jovi, just welcomed their first baby. Millie's 21. She began her breakout role in Stranger Things at the ripe old age of 12. What has she done with her life? What was what's her character's name in that show?
11.
Question number 2. Rick Springfield turned 76 on Saturday.
Can you imagine?
And Rick's biggest song, who is he obsessed with?
Who is Rick Springfield obsessed with? Jesse. Jesse's girl?
There you
there
go.
It
he's
is.
Not obsessed with Jesse. He's obsessed with Jesse's girl. That was an important extra word.
All right.
Question number 3. Dua Lipa turns 30 years old today. Dua's first big hit came back in 2017 with these lyrics. Please take a listen and then tell me the name of the song.
One, don't pick up the phone. You know he's only calling because he's drunk and alone. Two, don't let him in. You have to kick him out again. Three, don't be his friend. You know you're going to wake up in his bed in the morning.
Good advice.
New rules.
New rules.
Yes.
Question number 4. Our buddy Tiffany Faison co-hosted an episode of Beat Bobby Flay last night. She flew to L.A., did the show, came back for our show. What a girl.
I like that.
The chef beat Bobby with Filipino dishes. What's going on in the background,
hi.
Ricky?
My daughter, sorry.
Hi, what's your daughter? It's okay. We don't mind. What's your daughter's name?
Rosie.
Hi, Rosie.
Hi, Rosie.
Hi.
How old are you?
4.
4.
And a pop culture genius.
Yeah, you know your mom's doing great right now.
I know. Thank you.
All right, Ricky.
So, wait, what was the question?
Yeah, I got distracted. Sorry, your kid's adorable. our buddy Tiffany Faison co-hosted an episode of Beat Bobby Flay last night where the chef beat Bobby with Filipino dishes. Go check that out if you haven't. Her co-host, Andrew Zimmerman, was on a TV show where he was known for eating every food around the globe. Do you know the name of that show?
I used to know that. Oh, and I used to watch that show with him. I love that.
Okay, you got
day.
This.
Let's see. Okay.
Have we asked Ramsey?
Honestly, I know, honestly.
All right, we need an answer, Ricky. Sorry.
Okay. Worst foods in America?
And question number 5. The Backstreet Boys hitting Vegas hard with their show at the Sphere. The show has been sold out for the entire run with new shows added into 2026 because people like the Backstreet Boys. What 1999 yeah. album inspired all of their fans to wear white to their shows?
Oh, Millennium.
Oh, yes.
Founder Wheelhouse.
I went to the Sphere show last week.
How was it?
I am
it?
In
it
that range. Incredible. I am there.
Let's get Kennedy really back fun. In the studio.
Kennedy!
How's and the Sphere? Is it crazy to be in?
It's wild. It's such an experience.
I bet. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hi.
We're just talking about stuff. Welcome back. You know?
That's okay.
Just chit-chat. I love a chit-chat.
Chit-chatting with our girl, Ricky.
Little Kiki.
And
Little Rose. Kiki with Ricky.
Kiki with Ricky. And Rose.
Yes.
That's what Ricky and Rose, they got 4 out of 5 correct.
That's right.
Woo. Okay, friends. Okay.
Are you ready?
I am. I feel like you are ready.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Look in your eye.
And her husband, Jake Bon Jovi, just welcomed their first baby at 21 via adoption. She began her breakout role in Stranger Things at the ripe old age of 12. What is her character's name in that show?
11.
That is correct. 1-1. Rick Springfield turned 76 on Saturday. In Rick's biggest song, who is he obsessed with?
Jesse's girl.
That is correct. Not a good friend. Constantly trying to steal his friend's girl. 2-2. Dua Lipa turns 30 years old today. Dua's first big hit came back in 2017. It had these lyrics. Take a listen and then tell me what song she sang.
Don't pick up the phone. You know he's only calling because he's drunk and alone.
Right.
2. Don't let him in. You have to kick him out again. 3. Don't be his friend. You know you're going to wake up in his bed in the morning.
That's called New Rules. And if you recall, I did a parody called ADHD. I got it.
Yeah, you did.
Perfection.
3-3. Question number 4. Our good friend Tiffany Faison co-hosted an episode of Beat Bobby Flay last night. I don't know if you caught that.
Okay. It was on the TVs last night.
Yeah.
And
I don't have cable.
The chef beat Bobby Flay with Filipino dishes.
Let's get it. Yes.
And her co-host on the episode, Andrew Zimmerman, was on a TV show where he was known for eating every odd food around the globe. What was it called?
Same.
As soon as I say it, you're both going to kick yourself.
I know.
Strange Eats?
You're dancing around it. Bizarre Foods.
Yeah. He's such an interesting guy.
He's such a good guy. I really like him. He also taught the entrepreneurial leadership and food course at Babson.
No kidding?
Yeah.
It all comes back to Boston.
Just got interesting, Tiffany. 3-3 going into the final question, which Ricky got right.
All right.
So if you don't get this right, Tiffany's going to dance.
That's right. No one wants that. Get your knee braces ready.
The Backstreet Boys are hitting Vegas hard with their show at the Sphere. The show has been sold out for the entire run with new shows added into 2026.
Just saw it.
Name the 1999 album that inspired all of their fans to wear white to their shows.
Millennium.
You could have at least paused and made it.
Kennedy has her video focus on me because she thinks I was going to run around.
That video yesterday was the best video that ever videoed.
It was great, but there's no way you're not going to guess Millennium. I was like not even stretching.
That was
that
so
run.
Good.
Congratulations. Kennedy eked it out, Ricky, unfortunately. But we do have a very cool prize for you.
Yes, we've got you a pair of tickets to see Maroon 5 on November 22nd at the Garden, plus a merch pack, their new album, Love Is Like on Vinyl. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com. So congratulations on that.
Awesome. And, thank you guys.
Thank you
so much.
A well fought battle.
Nicely done.
Well, Ricky, is there anything you and Rose want to say to Kennedy?
Yes, I am Ricky and Rosie from Waco, Mass, and we cannot beat Kennedy.
Bye, Rosie.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Let's play some Can't Beat Kennedy. Yep.
Let's beat her.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you
time.
Campy Kennedy is presented by Subaru. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Everybody say what up to Katie from Taunton.
All right, Katie, my partner in crime.
What's going on today, Katie?
Hello, friend. Hello. Let me just say, I'm excited to talk to Kennedy and producer Dan, but to know that I'm talking to Chef Tiffany, my favorite chef, Tournament of Champions winner, season three. Let's go.
Katie,
the way I cried when you won.
Oh, the way I
cried. The way I jumped around in my living room when you took the money and you just threw it like that.
Yeah.
It was a time. It was a time.
It was a time. Thanks, y'all. That's
well, hopefully, Katie, we give you some money that you can toss in the air like
yeah,
Tiffany
but like,
did.
Katie, let's toss your money in the air. Let's go.
Okay.
Can
let's
you,
hope.
Can you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100.
I feel so good about this, Katie.
Her record on the big
it's you
board.
And me.
6,251 wins, only 457 losses. Are you ready?
My hat is beating out of my chest, but yes, I'm ready.
It's okay, you got this deep breath. Just going to deep breath in. Hold it for a second.
Okay.
Exhale, we got this.
Okay.
Lil Nas X was arrested for walking down Ventura Boulevard in just his underwear.
He looked good, though.
Then he does look good. Then attacking cops when they approached him. Which song skyrocketed Lil Nas X to fame?
I should know this. Old Town Road.
You do know. Look at that.
You do know.
Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson have been smoking up the red carpet with their new romance. Pammy has been spending time with some of our chef friends on her show, Pamela's Cooking with Love. I didn't know she had a show.
Yeah, she has a cooking show.
Very cool. Can you name Pam's famous co-star on Baywatch that also starred Knight Rider?
David Hasselhoff.
Yes, Katie.
Question number three. Ty Burrell is 58 today. He played TV dad Phil Dunphy on Modern Family. What was Phil's job on that show?
He was a real estate agent.
Katie, my
oh,
girl.
Now she's cooking with gas.
She's
okay.
Cooking. Let her cook.
It looks like Jack White from the White Stripes is in a full-on social media brawl with President Trump.
Down.
Katie, name this White Stripes song that gets played in every single sports arena. Hold on 1 second. This is when the strobe lights start going.
Yep. The flags come out.
I'm going to guess. I don't know a lot of his music. Seven Nation Army.
Katie, yes!
And Katie, the Jonas Brothers are playing at Fenway Park tomorrow night. I don't know if you've heard. Nick and Joe named Daniel Craig, a.k.a. James Bond, as their celebrity crush. They both did.
Not crush that on him. Come on.
What are their wives' names, Nick and Joe? Well, Nick's wife and Joe's now ex-wife.
Yeah.
Sophie Turner and, oh my gosh, I don't know how to say it.
You can try.
She's an Indian lady. Shoot.
You can do this.
Ooh, okay. I just keep saying shoot.
I don't know her name.
Okay. So close. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
4.5 is here.
We'll give her 4.5 because you're here, Tiffany. Kennedy hates when we do that, but you're a special guest.
She's making up rules now.
I mean...
Nothing that Carson hasn't done before, but...
Yeah, well, you're better than that. Let's go.
Welcome back.
I'm not, really. I'm not.
Katie from Taunton, who's working from home today. She works at Dunkin' Donuts in their distribution.
Oh, fantastic.
She got... 4.5.
That's right, 4.5.
All right, let's get it.
My girl Katie.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Oh, wait, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, I don't know. Looks a little clammy, little sweaty palms over there. Oh, you're getting your video ready because you think I'm going to run?
Yep.
I'm going to do the 5-2 Usain Bolt.
Lil Nas X was arrested for walking down Ventura Boulevard in just his underwear, Kennedy.
Yep.
And then he attacked cops when they approached him.
Yeah.
Which song skyrocketed Lil Nas X to fame?
Old Town Road.
1-1. Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson have been smoking up the red carpet with their new romance.
So I love them together. So much. I know. Aren't they cute?
Can you name her famous co-star on Baywatch that also starred in Knight Rider?
David Hasselhoff.
The Hoff.
You can't hassle the Hoff.
2-2. Question number three.
Yeah.
Ty Burrell is 58 years old today. He played TV dad Phil Dunphy on Modern Family. What was Phil's job on that show?
Oh, I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Was he
a trampoline sales repairman?
Was he a realist? Did he sell houses?
He was a real estate agent.
That was a guess.
3-3. Question number four.
We almost had her, Katie.
It looks like Jack White from the White Stripes is in a full-on social media brawl with President Trump.
Who's not?
Name this White Stripes song that gets played in every single sports arena.
This is me distracting her. We don't know this song.
It's called... I don't know.
What is it called?
Tub thumping.
Tub thumping? And question number five.
Crap.
Katie.
The Jonas Brothers are playing at Fenway Park tomorrow night.
No one knows.
Nick and Joe's both named Daniel Craig, a.k.a. James Bond, as their celebrity crush.
Uh-huh.
What are their wives' names? Well, Nick's wife and Joe's ex-wife.
Sophie Turner, Priyanka Chopra.
Wait, but...
I mean, that is correct.
Yeah, but...
But...
We're giving it 4.5 to...
That's it!
Katie from Taunton wins.
No.
Little bit of a technicality, but we're counting it.
You did it! It was your business, so Katie, what?
Congratulations, Katie.
Get it, Katie.
Wow, what a ride.
I know.
Football took 10 years off my life. Oh, my God.
Sorry. I forgot to tell you the name of the White Stripes song. It's Seven Nation Army.
Seven Nation Army. What was the .5 she got?
She got Sophie Turner, but not Priyanka Chopra.
All right, good enough.
Good enough. Not my money. We're going to put a full win, not a .5 up there.
All right. Congratulations. You are getting $100 of Sal's money, Katie.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
You, so fun. We did it.
Kennedy,
what would
you like to say to Katie from Taunton?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Katie.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.